Nanoparticles are really tiny. These unique materials, sometimes made up of only a few atoms or molecules, can be manipulated to make new materials with novel properties. Some are better at conducting electricity or heat. Others are lighter or harder or more durable. Nanoparticles are already in hundreds of consumer products, from bicycle parts and tennis rackets to clothing and cosmetics. Andrew Maynard, chief science advisor for the Emerging Nanotechnology Project at Washington's Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, says nanomaterials could help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, a major goal of the upcoming international climate talks in Copenhagen. Maynard says nanoparticles show a lot of promise in the renewable energy field, especially solar power.
One of the technologies which is being looked at is roll-to-roll technologies for solar cells, where effectively we can print the next generation of solar cells on flexible surfaces. That not only makes it very cheap, but it also means that we can actually use these new cells in very new, innovative ways.
Making solar cells accessible, affordable, and more energy efficient. Next to China, the U.S. is the world's largest polluter. 28% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions are from transportation. Maynard says nanomaterials can help reverse that trend.
If you can make a car and aeroplane, which is far lighter than current ones, and yet still being stronger and safer, you can reduce the energy required to get from point A to point B. And again, nanotechnology is allowing us to do that.
Nano additives in diesel fuel have shown to increase efficiency and reduce emissions. Maynard says nanotechnology could also increase battery storage capacity. With an expanding electric vehicle market, rechargeable batteries would be in great demand.
And a number of companies are currently working on developing relevant batteries, which are going to be far more powerful, be able to store far more energy and release that energy far faster than conventional batteries because they're being engineered at the nanoscale. So we're actually doing pretty well in that area.
Maynard says nanotechnology could also help launch hydrogen as an alternative to fossil fuels. When it burns, he says, the byproduct is water.
There are two components to this. You've got the fuel cell, which converts the hydrogen and oxygen into electricity, but then you've got the tank that holds your hydrogen. And it's the tank that holds the hydrogen, which is one of the really difficult parts at the moment, because one of the only options that it seems is available at the moment is to compress this hydrogen to very, very high pressures and put it into a tank, which is inherently unsafe.
Maynard says nanotechnology offers some solutions to the hydrogen fuel safety problem.
By allowing us to create these materials where you can effectively pack them full of hydrogen, not at low temperatures, not at high pressures. So there you've got an intrinsically safe way of transporting your hydrogen around, ready to put into your fuel cell whenever you need it.
But Maynard says caution is still appropriate with the developing nanotechnology market. As new nanomaterials are developed, safety remains a legitimate concern.
There is still some uncertainty about some of these new materials in how they might spread through the environment, how they might affect environmental organisms, and how they might affect humans if we're exposed to them. So there's research there that needs to be done. But certainly, I don't think there are any insurmountable problems here. As long as we ask the right questions, we do the right research that shows us how to use these technologies safely, and we actually put that research into practice.
The Woodrow Wilson Center's Andrew Maynard says that once they've established their utility and safety, nanoscale materials will eventually complement existing technologies in helping to mitigate the impact of climate change. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.